T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
And this time, a real gem. This is one we stumbled across in the KCBS archives. Let's take you back to January of 1958. What you're going to hear is something most unusual. KCBS radio news editor Dick Leonard recording himself as he appeared as a witness in a San Francisco criminal trial. Now, noteworthy not just because a journalist had been called to testify, but also because Superior Court Judge Raymond Arata allowed him to record the proceedings themselves, and he was using a relatively new tool for radio reporters called a Mohawk midget tape audio recorder. I have to be honest, I've been in this business for a while, and I had never heard of a Mohawk midget tape until I began digging around after finding this gem. Now, what we have, and what you'll hear in moments, is from a reel-to-reel recording. It was actually dubbed from the original midget tape recording, and unfortunately, the reel-to-reel recording is not in good shape. The tape broke numerous times during playback. We did the best we could to assemble a listenable portion of it, and that's what you'll be hearing. But let's go back to the Mohawk midget tape. It was an early portable tape recorder brought out by a company called Mohawk Business Machines in the 1950s. It used a tape cassette. This is not the cassette that you may think of that, you know, came around and led to the mixtapes of the 80s and 90s. This did have quarter-inch tape in it. Now, quarter-inch tape is twice the width of what was in the cassette that Philips introduced much later. Quarter-inch audio recording tape would be the same sort of audio recording tape that's on a reel-to-reel tape deck. And I think these either had 30 or 45-minute versions on each cassette on each side of the tape. The spools kind of sat on top of each other rather than side by side. You didn't have any fast-forward. You recorded it, and then when you were done, you had to do what people with old manual film cameras did back in the day. You rewound the tape with a little fold-out handle. There was a headphone jack on the Mohawk midget tape. There was a microphone. You could buy accessories. I think there was a separate amplifier you could get. There was a little gadget that would let you record a telephone conversation, even a wristwatch microphone, and a leather bag with a hidden microphone in it to make it into sort of a spy recorder. The early versions used tubes. Later versions were fully transistorized. The Mohawk midget tape. Apparently, what happened here, as we can piece together from the testimony you'll hear in moments, was that Dick Leonard was out doing a story for KCBS in San Francisco when some sort of crime occurred, and he happened to be at the scene and capture something on his field recorder, that Mohawk midget tape, that led to apparently a subpoena and his appearance as a witness at a criminal trial.
What is your full name?
Richard Leonard.
And what is your occupation, Mr. Leonard?
I am news editor of radio station KCBS.
Now, Mr. Leonard, at my request, did you phone me concerning this case?
I did, and also my immediate superior, Don Mosley.
In other words, what I want to bring out before this court was that at my instigation that I called KCBS and arrange anything concerning your appearance or your interest in this matter, or did you do this on your own?
I made the arrangements with you on my own.
Did I know that you were going to call?
I doubt it very much,
no. Remember the approximate date when you phoned me?
It was, no, I can't remember that date at all. I was going to say a day or two ahead of time, but I don't recall.
Did you ask permission to be present whenever a cab, independent cab, would go into the yellow cab stand?
Yes, I did.
Did you ask permission to have a recording instrument at that time?
Yes, sir, I did.
And did I advise you that I would so let you know?
That's correct, you did.
Accordingly, did I so let you know?
That's right.
Now, Were you at the scene of this arrest on December 2nd, 1957?
I was.
Were you seated in the yellow, in the cab of Mr. Peterson at the time that it drove into the yellow cab stand?
Yes, sir. I was sitting beside Mr. Peterson in the front seat.
Did you have your recording instrument with you?
I did.
Now, did you at the time see the officer, Lieutenant Frank, and the accompanying officer come up to Mr. Peterson's cab?
I did.
Could you tell us approximately the conversation that took place between those men?
Well, Peterson pulled into the cab zone. The lieutenant walked over. The sergeant was standing beside him. The lieutenant said something to the effect of Peterson, something of, what are you doing in this stand? You know that this is not yours. And he said, I have a right to be here. I have been driving a cab for 27 years. I have a right to be here, as much of a right to pick up passengers here as anyone. Lieutenant says, you know that this is a yellow cab zone. This is not yours, that you have zones elsewhere in the city. Peterson said, that's right. Then my recollection of the lieutenant said, well, you know you're violating the law, and I'm going to have to give you a ticket. And Peterson said, yes. He said, if I offer you this ticket, will you sign it? And Peterson said, no, I will not. And he said, then, you know, I have no other alternative than to book you. Peterson said, yes, or something to that effect. Yes, I know that.
Peterson asked to be arrested and put into restraint by the police department?
Not in my presence.
And at any time in your presence, did Peterson ever say, well, take me into custody, or let's all right, let's go?
No,
sir. Any words to that effect?
Not in my presence, no.
And were you at all times sitting right in the cab next to Mr. Peterson?
That's right. I was there just prior, I arrived just prior to the time that the cab was around the corner, and I left the cab here at the Hall of Justice.
And
after the arrest was made.
You accompanied, did you, Mr. Peterson, from the scene of the arrest to the Hall of Justice?
That's correct.
And I was in the cab also?
You and the sergeant.
All right. Where did Mr. pick you up?
I walked over to Mr. Peterson in his cab in front of the Palace Hotel just before he turned the corner.
And you've been notified by Mr. Lewis to be there at that time?
I had been told by Mr. Lewis that the cab would be in that place, in that stand sometime around 10 o'clock. I'm in the news business, yes. News reporter and editor.
And was this all part of a publicity stunt?
Not as far as I'm concerned. We are in the news business, not publicity.
Well, what did you say when you appeared for this job?
I said, I'm Dick Leonard from KCBS News. I want to ride with you around the corner here to the yellow cab zone. I have a tape recorder here in my hand. I'm going to tape record the conversation that takes place. I said, I'm going to use it on broadcasts, on newscasts, period.
The question assumed is something not in evidence about 6 months ago, period. There is no evidence here about any 6 months ago, period. I think that that has slipped in, and an answer there would assume that it was 6 months. I think that might be called.
Reframe the question then.
Well, did Mr. Lewis initiate the arrangements with you, Mr. Leonard?
No, he did not. The story was given to me as an assignment to that this was going to happen in the future. My boss, Mosley. That I don't know, but I believe it. He made contacts with Mr. Lewis.
Yeah, Mr. Lewis called up KCBS and said we're going to have something that will give a lot of publicity to me in the cab business and be there and make a recording of it.
Not to my knowledge, it didn't.
Well, that's what happened, wasn't it?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, you made a recording of it, didn't
I
you?
Did.
And it's been broadcast, hasn't it?
That's correct.
That doesn't follow that I arranged it. Well, he had
some objection to even question his
name. I
have. What's the objection?
I'm merely making the objection that the questions are argumentative. They don't necessarily follow. He's saying to the witness, well, he's arguing with me. Well, Mr. Lewis, it was broadcast, wasn't it? And You did use this on the radio. That doesn't follow that because he did that, but I had anything to do with the radio.
The court has to draw those conclusions.
This is argumentative, that's my objection.
Objections overruled.
Have you the tape recording you made out around December
2nd? No, sir, I do not have. No, I don't have. In fact, we have since used, erased that tape recording that was made there.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.